Welcome to the Survivor Stories podcast. It's a show where survivors tell their story, shedding light on the reality of abuse and the hidden underbelly many Australians face throughout their life. I'm Jacob Little, and I created this podcast to establish a safe space for anyone who has been subjected to abuse, firsthand, secondhand, or for anyone who wants to learn more about it and what they can do. A fair trigger warning, this show contains stories of trauma that may be tough for some to hear. Now, on with the episode. Hello, everybody. This is another podcast episode from Survivor Stories. So we're hoping to sort of get a little bit of momentum going, to have some guests and also to talk about the work that we do at About Time for Justice, which supports and advocates for survivors of institutional child abuse to seek justice, start healing, and possible compensation. My father and I started this organization with the money that we receive for our compensation from going through institutional child abuse. I went through a boys' yard. It's like a youth detention center. My father went through abuse at his primary school, public school, and, you know, we are here to support and advocate for all survivors that have been through a struggle. And in particular, most of the people that we help are in prison. Myself and my father both been to prison, both been involved in gangs, drugs, lots of, you know, bad experiences in the prison systems. So, yeah, so these episodes, when we're talking about going on the road, so last year I started, a couple of years ago now, I think it was around November, maybe even a little bit earlier. This episode's going from around the 3rd of November. We traveled to Yeppoon, Rockhampton. In between there, I flew back to Brisbane for my university law ball. I'm studying law at the moment, so I went down there and got to catch up with a couple of my friends. So it was a lot of fun, really fun. Went down there, it was great. So yeah, it's going to kick it off and get into it. So yeah, it was pretty exhausting, you know, being on the road for so long, so many days. I was sleeping in a rooftop tent, so I was sort of camping style, which was a lot of fun, you know, something that I hadn't done before. So yeah, I was in Queensland at this time. Yeppoon's in North Queensland, so sort of starting to get up into waters where you can't go swimming because of big crocs. So I got to Yeppoon. It was a very beautiful place there. I don't know if anyone's ever been there, but it's got some, it's right in the ocean. It's got some nice hills. They've got a really beautiful, ocean front, and, they have like a really big public pool there. So that was really cool to go for a swim, and especially after I've been on the road for so long. Really nice place there. Highly recommend going there, checking it out. We're going to drop some content from when I was there in our YouTube video. So if you're not following us on YouTube, you listen to this on a pod, you can jump on YouTube and see the photos and the videos. I was very lucky at that time. I actually had a friend who was staying up there, so I got access to a shower. And when you're traveling on the road, sometimes, you know, having a shower, something you don't think about. So when you're on the road, you might have to use a public shower, just go for a swim, try and have a clean up. Sometimes when you use that public shower, you might only get a cold shower too, which wasn't too bad in up there in the North Queensland. I do go to one campsite in particular, and all the cane toads sort of come to the shower. It was at night time, there's no lights, cold shower in the middle of nowhere. I was just having a shower, and this cane toad come up and jumped on my foot, and I fucking shit myself. It's pretty funny, actually. So, yeah, got to Yeppoon and went had a train with my mate. Went down to the calisthenics park, went for a walk along the ocean. From there, I went into Rocky. So Yeppoon to Rocky is probably about, I don't know, half an hour, probably even an hour. Big, long road. A lot of road works out there. At that time, there was anyway. Speed camera. Luckily I was gone the correct speed. So in between when I was in Yeppoon and Rocky, I flew back for my university law ball, which is really cool. Flew into Brisbane, I think, from might have even been from Rocky. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was from Rocky into Brisbane Airport. At that time, I had a missus. I think she even picked me up, pretty sure. And then, yeah, we went out to spend the night in Brisbane, went out to Toowoomba. It was really cool. They had the tables all set up nice and fancy, all the knives and forks and spoons, which I don't know how to use properly. Just give me one knife and fork, man, I'm good to go. One spoon, that's good for me. But yeah, no, it was really cool setup. The University of Southern Queensland, which is an absolutely amazing university. I'm not studying there anymore. I'm at the University of New England. But University of Southern Queensland actually offers something that most universities don't, which is the tertiary preparation. It's for people who are incarcerated so they can start a form of education. A friend of mine recently kicked it off, TPP. Tertiary preparation, that stands for. I've done one on the outside, but it's free to every Australian who wants to have a go and study in prison, or, you know, even for people on the outside. Really a supportive prison, really supportive university, really nice people. Suzanne Reich and Lauren Humby are the criminologists there. Suzanne Reich's the head criminologist there. She's a really nice lady. She has a podcast called I'm Not My Crime. We'll probably drop that in the notes, show notes, so you can check that out. I'm going to be doing a podcast with her coming up pretty soon, actually. So really looking forward to that, excited for it. Should be really good. But, yeah, there's a photo in our YouTube that will be in the video. So if you want to jump and have a look, Suzanne and Lauren, it's really cool. The next day, or that night, we went out on town, you know, me and my university friends, which is really cool. We've been talking ever since. It's really cool to have a different set of friends, you know, from what I used to have, which was, you know, all bikies, criminals, drug dealers, guys from jail. So it's good to mix it up with different people. Yeah, we went out. It was a big night. It was a really big night. I ended up staying an extra day. Too many drinks. That was a good night all in all. So the next day, yeah, I was meant to go home, end up staying a bit longer. I think my sister even come down, said hello, went for a walk around Toowoomba, went to the gardens. It was really cool. So I flew back up to Rocky over the next couple of days and went out and had a look at some creeks and things like that. Pretty worried when I went to them places because crocodiles. They reckon there was no crocodiles in there. I seen a ranger and he's like, oh, there is crocodile. Like, there could be crocodiles. I was like, I'm not. There was no one around. The water's black. I was like, fuck this. I'm not going in. So I didn't go in. But, yeah, around Rocky, it's really it's all right. Probably not one of my favorite places that I went to. But, yeah, it was really cool. Stayed at Caravan Park right in the river. The mosquitoes were fucking really bad. I got smashed, got smoked by the mosquitoes. Really, there was way too many. One of the nights I got rained out there real bad. So I was in the rooftop tent, obviously, as I said earlier. And yeah, it was hard, very hard. But yeah, we got to talk to a lot of people up there, help a lot of victims. In particular, it seems to be that a lot of people that come forward and that we spoke to up there who had similar experiences of institutional abuse. Yeah, who had similar experiences of institutional abuse had been through the foster care systems, also known as DOCS or FACS. It's named as different things in different states and territories. So territories is territories families. I think in New South Wales it could be DCJ, DOCS, FACS. And, you know, some of them settings could be like a group home setting, like, you know, you went into a group home, there was other kids there, there was carer parents or, you know, youth carers that would come in. Also it could be one-on-ones when you got sort of put into a foster home. He could be known as the ward of a ward of state. Very sad stories. You know, one guy there was telling me about his experience of going into a group home and one of the older kids there was abusing him physically, mentally, sexually. You know, it happened once a week and he tried to report it and he was told to fuck off. Very sad, really. also a young lady, had been fostered out into just a family home. So the older brother there was abusing her, sneaking into her room, and she didn't know what to do and kept running away and just sort of kept going from home to home, and unfortunately ended up in the into a girl's home. Very sad. Lots of drugs and alcohol were involved after that. So yeah, it's a very sad story. So, and another person that I got to speak to had actually been in a different sort of situation. It was under the state of the ward, but they were just moved around a lot. There was a lot of physical abuse, a lot of sort of mental abuse, not being fed, locked in rooms. Very, very sad. Yeah, hear a lot of these sad stories, especially from anyone who's been through the institutional abuse. They're all sad stories. And abuse is abuse, A lot of the people that we spoke to might not think that their abuse wasn't as bad as others, but all abuse is abuse. I always like to say, it wasn't your fault. And there are no silly questions with us and me. So if you have any questions, you want to reach out to us, love for you to reach out on any of our platforms. We're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, our podcast. You may be listening to this on our YouTube or our podcast. But we do have a supportive team that may want to speak to. So if you have been through any institutional abuse, love to connect with you, have that yarn, help you to start that healing journey. It's very important to start healing. And if you found any value from this show, I'd love for you guys to share this with your network. Although this might not be something that, you want to share with people. If you have been through the abuse, we have grown a lot through word of mouth. So really appreciate if you could share this show. Just another thing too, I'm not 100% sure when this will become an out, but I think it will be coming out pretty soon. So I'm running a marathon on July 2nd. So if you didn't know and you're hearing about this now, I think that this will still be, a link will still be live. We'll attach a link to that for if you want to donate. So we're donating all the money raised to the Daniel Morcombe Foundation. Just thought I'd let you guys know. So any of these links that were spoken about today will be in the show notes of YouTube or the podcast. Or if you just want to reach out to us, let us, give you that link. That'd be great. Hope everyone has an awesome week. Let's get it. I want to thank our guests for sharing their story. If you think after listening to this episode, you'd like to share your experience, feel free to reach out. You can contact us on our socials, which you can find in the show notes. Once again, I'm your host, Jacob Little, and this has been another episode of Survivor Stories. Thank you for listening.